Welcome to the Drummer in the Dream podcast, where we collect people's stories and turn dreams into reality. Guest here today, an up-and-coming artist with over 10,000 plays on SoundCloud, and he's rumored to have more projects dropping in the near future, but we'll see if he'll share that with us today. Please welcome me, or help me welcome Matthew Stunna.
Yo, what's up, man? My boy, Young Drum. Yes, sir. What's up, man?
Thank you for joining us today. To get started, kind of tell me a little bit about yourself.
Man, shit. My name is Matthew Stunna. You know what I'm saying? I've had the nickname Stunna since we were about 15. I grew up in Pflugerville, Texas. That's like North Austin, you know what I'm saying? Came up. Been coming up, started making music when I was about, shit, I've been writing music since I was about 11. I put my first song out when I was about 17 on SoundCloud that I took seriously. Did my thing. I've been taking a bit of a break. I haven't released a song in over a year. Just, I have a legal situation going on where I can't really speak a whole lot on wax, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't need it to be used against me in the court of law. So as soon as that's up, you know what I'm saying, we about to take over and really give them what they've been missing.
Right. So what got you into creating music?
Well, I've always been into music. The first time I ever remember hearing music was my mom. She gave me two choices, man. She said, you want to listen to Elton John or you want to listen to Phil Collins? And I never heard nobody's named Elton.
Right.
So I wanted to hear Elton John. So I started listening to Elton John at a really early age, and I got obsessed with music. Like, from there, just I loved the sound, how it made me feel, how it made my mom happy, and just from there. And then I started singing in the church choir, you know, with like friends from high school and stuff when we were super little. And then I don't know, around the age of like 9, 10, 11 was when I really started getting introduced to hip hop. I remember like my parents, they really shielded me from that type of lifestyle and stuff. So like I didn't know what that was. I didn't understand. I thought it was like just boom bap rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't make any sense to me. So like elementary school, I started hearing people say, hey man, you heard Lil Wayne, you heard T-Pain. I'm like, man, who are these folks, man? And you know what I'm saying, I had the little iPod Touch back in the day, and I had to hit the iTunes store. I looked up T-Pain, Dr. Dre, Eminem, you know, Drake was coming up at the time. And that's when I started listening, man. I remember like the first song I ever downloaded was Over by Drake and Not Afraid by Eminem. And it was like something so different than I had ever heard before. And like the way it made me felt, it was like, I don't know, man, it was crazy. And shoot, I know you remember like sixth grade, I used to have like just the fucking phone just filled up and down with songs like Drum. You heard this one, you heard this one, you heard this one. And I remember, like, when I was in computer class, man, like, Miss Sheeport, bro. I know you remember Miss Sheeport.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my homie would have, like, we would download music to the school computer. We just had files of, like, all our favorite songs, Jay-Z, Dr. Dre, Eminem. Like, that's one of the things I'm thankful for, is that I really, like, I'm a student of the game, you know what I mean? Like, I really have done my history. I listen to anything and everything as far as like hip hop for sure, like dating back all the way to like, you know, Kool Herc, African Bambaataa, Run DMC, you know, moving up, of course, Big Pop, all that, Jay-Z, Nas, all that.
And so who were some of your influences like on you today and even in the past as well?
Was
your biggest influences?
My biggest influences? I'd say Kanye West is definitely one of the biggest. Just he's been this the longevity that he's had, and not only that, it's just the body of work like that he puts out consistently. Even with his new gospel album, like it might not, it's not nothing like we've ever heard before, but that's classic Kanye, you know what I mean? Like, Yeezus was nothing like we never heard before. The initial reception of it wasn't that great, but now looking back on it, it's like, wow, this changed the game. Same with 808s and Heartbreak. Without that, you know, the sound of hip hop wouldn't be what it is today, you know what I mean?
Okay, so if you were stranded on an island, and you can only listen to three albums, what three albums would those be?
I only had three albums, any genre?
Any genre.
Man, bro, this is hard. Alright. Alright, out of all the Kanye West albums, I'm going to have to pick. Man, I'm only going to pick one Kanye album because I want to have some diversity. I would probably say 808s and Heartbreak. I say, dang, man, I don't know. I don't want it to even sound like too like crazy generic. I don't know. Watch the Throne, that has Kanye in it, but it's a classic. And then
no Drake, no other artists.
I mean, Jay and Ye, I don't know. Watch the Throne is so classic. And it's pretty diverse. It has a lot of rap. And then I probably throw in The Weeknd, like The Weeknd trilogy. I guess I get a little cheating there because it's a three album, like little thing. So it's three albums in one. But you know what I'm saying? I guess the only like really hype album in there is the Watch the Throne. The other ones are really moody and talk about heartbreak a lot.
So now it's kind of transition more into your music career and how you started to become. When people are listening to your music, what do you want them to feel or what's the story that you're trying to portray?
I mean, you were there when I started, like, really, like, sending in my first, like, super, super rough drafts, like, on the Android, just talking gibberish, sending it to the group chat, like, we were, like, 15, 16, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. When I really wanted to start taking the rap seriously, like when I was really super hungry for it, was, you know, the first time I ever got out of jail. Like, you saw me, like, only thing I wanted to do was hop on the computer, download Fruity Loops, and record music. And that's what I did. I would say that I can be pretty diverse with it. You've heard my, like, all different types of songs that I have, like stuff that's not even released because I can't release it yet. But I mean, from the beginning of what's this shit called? Fucking The Life, was that the first song? Like, that was really, I would say that was kind of like 21 Savage inspired, I would say. Like, I was listening to a lot of Savage Mode, and then, but you can see the difference between that and I Just Ride the Nigga for His Pint. I Just Ride the Nigga for His Pint was super experimental. Like, nobody where we were at least in, like, regionally, like, in the city was making any type of music like that at all. You know what I'm saying? Even, like, the kids that I was, you know, quote-unquote competing with, who I'm all friends with, like, they weren't making anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Nobody in the city at all was making anything like that. Like, big artists, Kenny G, Quinn, Scythe Mike, Hella Sketchy, anybody at the time. Nobody's really making that. And I just came up with it in like 15 minutes because I thought it sounded catchy. And like, while that track definitely got the most love out of anything I've ever made, it definitely also got the most hate because it was put into that SoundCloud rap category and mumble rap category. But I don't know, if you really listen to it, you listen to what I'm saying, it's like, dang, like, how did he do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I play it for people, like, to this day, like the homie Curtis, you know, ZP, he'll listen to it and he'll be like, damn, like, how did you do that? You know what I mean? And you know, I can make something melodic, something funny, something catchy, and I can also, you know what I'm saying, spit bars, because that's what I initially started listening to hip hop was like really lyrical people like Snoop, Eminem, all sorts of people, Kendrick, you know, Kanye, that stuff that I really admire. And yeah.
Hey.
All right, so what do you think your style of music can bring to the industry? What do you think you can enhance in the music industry?
I mean, moving forward, like I said, well, I haven't released a single song since, 2018? Something like that? Yeah, 2018. I haven't released a song since 2018. So I'm really working on a sound that, pushes the boundaries. But also tells my story at the same time, because I feel like one thing that sets me apart from a lot of artists, especially artists, is that I really do have a story to tell. Like, my life is like it sounds like a meme or something, but when I say like my life is a movie, like that's sometimes that's how it feels. Like, you know what I'm saying? You've been there through since 11 to now, and you've heard all the crazy stories, and it's like, it's kind of crazy when you think about it, all the things that I've experienced and stuff like that. So I feel like I have something to really bring to the table besides, you know, I got money, cash, hoes, but I got a little bit extra too. Like, there's a little bit more sauce on top of it as well that I can, you know, add and really make people interested in, because I've lived it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really done did that shit for real, bro.
So I know you're kind of in a little bit of legal trouble right now, but what's like a sum of the life of Matthew Stunna for someone who's new, or you would want someone to kind of join your fan base?
For sure. I mean, right now I'm on house arrest, so life of Matthew Stunna is pretty boring. Just trying to maintain, you know, chop it up with the homies. You know what I'm saying? Entertain myself with some women here and there. Abstain from substances of all types, everything like that. Staying sober, just doing everything I can to make sure this court case goes. But I would say before this fat ass case happened, you know what I'm saying? Just making money and smoking a whole lot of weed and doing stuff I might regret in the morning, but look back in the long term and think, you know what I'm saying, that kind of shaped me into who I am, you know what I mean?
Is there anything else that you want to share with the people today?
Man, all I want to say is that once this case is up, anybody can Google my name and see what's happening with it, you know what I'm saying? Once this case is up, I'm going to say this. We're gonna have a video dropped by Andrew Ghosh. You know, his credentials speak for itself. He just got off tour with Lil Mosey, like a world tour, America, Europe, all that shit. We're gonna, thank God, me and him have been friends since, you know, since we were like little, like 11 years old. So we're gonna have a video dropped by Andrew Ghosh. I don't know, who knows, maybe it could get premiered on like an Astari or Elevator, or maybe even like a No Jumper type of place, you know what I'm saying? The future can only tell. But definitely gonna be in the studio just grinding, working, really trying to perfect my craft and make something come out of like everything that I've been through. Make everything worth it, you know what I'm saying? So that we can look back and think like, alright, I'm glad that shit happened.
And where can people find you?
They can find me on Instagram, at Matthew Stunna, SoundCloud, of course, Matthew Stunna. My most played song, I Just Rocked a Nigga for His Pint, is on all streaming platforms, Apple, Tidal, Spotify, anything you can think of, it's on there. And on Snapchat, Matthew Stunna, and Twitter is Matthew Stunna _. But it is on private, because sometimes we'll be talking crazy and we can't be having a lot of seeing that shit.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. He's got a promising future ahead of him, and hopefully you'll be seeing more from him soon.
Yeah, man. That was